Wasika. A man involved in a six-hour standoff with police on Highway 16 Tuesday has a history of violence-related offenses and associating with street gangs, according to parole documents obtained by Saskto Day.ca. Highway 16 near Wasika was closed down, and no alternate routes were offered because of safety concerns, during the standoff between Nakota Puyik, 29, from Sweetgrass First Nation and RCMP. Puyik was wanted by Correctional Service Canada on a Canada-wide warrant for violating parole conditions. Parole documents reveal that a judge warned Puyik, "You can either grow up and become an adult or you can keep doing this kind of thing and then you're going to run the risk at having the Crown look to be applying for dangerous offender status for you at some point in time in your future." Parole documents show Puyik has an extensive criminal history that began at a young age. He has had numerous convictions for weapon-related offenses, assaults with and without weapons, robberies, forcible confinement, intimidation, uttering threats, drug possession, fraud, and flight from police. Saskatchewan RCMP's Critical Incident Response Team, CIRT, a group of highly trained police officers, was able to end the standoff between Puyik and the RCMP without any tactical response. Puyik and Warren Littlewoff, 32, from Onion Lake Cree Nation in Edmonton, were taken into custody after 6 hours. Both Puyik and Littlewolf were charged with flight from police, possession of stolen property, and resisting arrest. They appear in Lloydminster Court today. Before the armed standoff, Cut Knife RCMP were alerted to Puyak's whereabouts. They located and tried to stop the vehicle Puyik was in, but the driver sped away. A police chase followed onto Highway 16 towards Lloydminster. Police set up tire deflation devices and the vehicle's tires were deflated, but the driver kept driving on Highway 16 at a high rate of speed before coming to a stop just outside of Wasika. Battleford's RCMP, Maidstone RCMP, Lloydminster RCMP, Saskatchewan RCMP's Warren Enforcement Response Team and Roving Traffic Unit, Lloydminster Rescue Squad, Wilton Police Service and the Province of Saskatchewan's Protection and Response Team and Ministry of Highways assisted Cut Knife RCMP and CIRT. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt _SKTODAY. LJOY @GlacierMedia.ca.